Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, December 15. Scott Morrison has been tested for COVID-19 after he was deemed a casual contact. It's understood the Prime Minister attended a graduation gala with up to 1,000 other people at the International Convention Centre on Darling Harbour in Sydney on Friday night. Morrison has since tested negative twice and is proceeding with plans to travel to Queensland today. Meanwhile, Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley has confirmed masks will remain in indoor retail settings as well as other high-risk settings, but they will no longer need to be worn at weddings, funerals, or ceremonial settings from tomorrow. Victorian teachers are preparing to go on strike for the first time in nearly a decade. Their demands include a pay rise of 21% over 3 years and 16.5% superannuation. They also want reduced face-to-face teaching hours and classroom sizes. If the issues are not addressed, teachers say they're planning to hold a single-day strike in Term 1 of 2022 and consider further stoppages. And 60 years after NASA set the goal and 3 years after it launched a probe, a spacecraft has become the first to, quote, touch the sun. The Parker Solar Probe has successfully flown through the sun's upper atmosphere to sample particles and our star's magnetic fields. Scientists are hoping to answer fundamental questions about the solar wind that streams out of the sun, flinging energetic particles across the solar system. The probe will orbit within 6 million kilometres of the sun's surface in 2024, closer to the star than Mercury, the closest planet to the sun. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.